from Maryland Health. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Dennis calling back. Just needed to speak to Seema again, if she's available.
Hold on. Hello.
Hey, Seema, just want to ask, are you guys on good terms with the landlord? I mean, minus, obviously, yo, a little bit. I mean, are they...
What?
Are you guys on good terms with the landlord? Minus
yes,
the, you know,
yes,
the back payments and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So,
we're good.
I mean...
You know what? Because when we got hit by the hurricane, they were very painful waiting for us to... Because it was closed 8 months.
Okay.
They were waiting, no problem. We paid them... For 6 months, soon we opened the office, we paid them for 6 months. We are good. The only thing that's just April and May.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, okay. Well, just to give you a heads up, you know, he's...
Yeah, give me... Why don't you call me next time with the news, please?
I will. I just wanted to make sure that...
Make our weekend.
No, it should be. It's absolutely fine. I mean, they have a grace period of 2 months. You're not more than 2 months behind.
No, we're not. Not at all.
So whenever they do call the landlord, because they will call to just do the verification, you know, he needs to say that you're only behind April and May, and that's the amount.
Listen, Dennis, we didn't hide anything. They told us is. That's it. I'm not going to make up stories. I'm not going to make anything. That's how we are, I told you. That's
no, I just want the landlord to be on the same sheet of music so that he does say that you're not more than 2 months behind.
Yes, no, go ahead, go. I can fax you the page where you just sent me for June. And it shows for 3 months, include June.
Okay, perfect. No, we're good then.
Well, you want, I can fax it to you.
Just email it to me. I don't want anyone else to see it at this point.
No, there's everything is there. You can call, you can verify.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you want to send it over to me, that'd be perfect.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you give me your fax number?
Sure, it's 888.
Hold on, sir. It's going to come direct to you?
No, I prefer if you could just take a picture of it or scan it to me. I don't want, because if it faxes in, it goes to, it's an e-fax, it goes to my underwriter.
The girl already left who did scanning. Give me the fax.
Sure, it's 888-234-0177.
0177.
Attention Dennis, right. When is the actual payment due? Is it due on the 1st? Or is it due like on the 5th or 7th or 15th?
Yeah,
or?
Before the 10th, we are fine.
Before the 10th, okay. And does it say that on
they
the...
They prefer the beginning, but before the 10th, we are fine. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, just get it over and that'll help out.
Let me fax it to you. And you have to go to pick up the fax?
No, it's an e-fax, so what they'll do is they'll just email it to me. It comes to us in the form of an email.
Okay, I'm going to fax it to you because the girl who does scanning and emailing, she left already. She's
okay.
Sick today.
Just put attention Dennis with two N's, Dennis S, or Dennis Sanders, if you want.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Seema. Yeah. I'm pretty maxed out at this point, too.